Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, grace and peace, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We have arrived at the sermon that Peter preaches in the house of Cornelius. The last several days, we've given you the introduction to that moment. It takes up the first 33 verses of the 10th chapter, the encounters of Cornelius with the angel, Peter with Jesus, Peter encountering Cornelius's men, coming into the home of Cornelius, realizing why he's there, and he opens his mouth and says in verse 34, "In truth I perceive that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him." And remember, this is Peter preaching from the mindset of a good old covenant Jew, and the idea of salvation under that mindset is that if you fear God and you do the right thing, you'll be accepted. And so don't find it odd that that's how Peter is approaching the presentation of the gospel. That is the understanding that he has of it at this point. Now watch the gospel begin to flesh out even in the sermon that Peter preaches. Verse 36, "The word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word you know, which was proclaimed throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him." So what we notice immediately in Peter's sermon is that he identifies the word as being sent first to the children of Israel, the Greek there literally to the sons of Israel, and that the message that Israel received was peace through Jesus. Peace is opposite of war, or the lack of that conflict, the lack of letting that conflict impact or control you. There is a pending judgment coming up against the nation of Israel in the days of Peter. Jesus and the message of Jesus is presented as the peace against that pending judgment. And for us now, Jesus remains our Prince of Peace, so that whatever is happening in our world does not have to come nigh us. And Peter admits he's Lord of all. He doesn't mention much yet about him being Savior. He doesn't mention anything yet about forgiveness of sins. He admits that the house of Cornelius knows this because it's been proclaimed through Judea and from Galilee, and that it followed the message of John the Baptist. This is a good throwback for Peter here to those who might remember the ministry of John the Baptist. And then he places the anointing of heaven upon Jesus, saying God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. And then I just love Peter's description of what Jesus was about. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And so Peter doesn't even say that Jesus healed everyone, but he did heal those he encountered who had an oppression from the devil, whose condition might have been something from the evil one. Jesus went about releasing them. And I think in the ministry of Jesus, which as we've already seen was first and foremost to the Jew, the reason we see the healing Jesus so strongly in the Gospels is because he's fulfilling the Old Testament idea of God, "I am the God that healeth thee." And so he heals everywhere he goes. But the God of the New Covenant is a God that provides everlasting life. So where God was providing healing to natural Israel under the first covenant, and even while Jesus was on the earth, he's now providing, not to say he doesn't give us healing, but the promise of the New Covenant is that we can encounter the life of the everlasting. We'll pick up Peter's sermon in verse 39 tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.